and back to an old-fashioned shack along the road to Gundagai, where the gum trees are growing and the Murrumbidgee's flowing beneath the sunny sky. There's my mother and daddy awaiting for me, and the pals of my childhood once more I will see. And no more will I roam, 'cause I'm heading right for a home along the road to Gundagai. Here we go. Childhood once more I will see, and no more will I roam, 'cause I'm heading right for a home along the road to Gundagai. Here we go.
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. The latest advice from the Department of Meteorology in Sydney informs us that the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has decreased further since our last program. It's now dropped to 770, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 3. These are very low levels and are not expected to change in the immediate future. Despite this, here in Melbourne, we've been experiencing some quite good reception in our pre-sunrise and post-sunrise periods in the lower frequency bands. And this is a summary of observations I made recently between 1930 and 2000, and it's in the 41 metre band. 7235, the Vatican radio from Santa Maria di Galleria with the Latin Mass. 7290, Romania, the IRRS broadcasting from the Tigernesti transmitting station with English religious programs. 7315, France, the station Radio Algeria broadcasting from the relay facility in Issoudun, broadcasting in Arabic. And 7365, China Radio International from the Beijing transmitting site, broadcasting in Portuguese. And 7375, Radio Thailand, broadcasting from the Udon transmitting station in English. And 7485, Germany, the Voice of America from the relay station at Biblis, quite good signals with Kurdish programming. And 7520, Germany, again, Radio Free Asia from the Lampathon relay station with programming in Chinese. And 7550, All India Radio, with programming in English until signing off at 1945. And 7570, North Korea, the Voice of Korea with its Spanish programs for Africa, Europe and the Middle East. And right up at the top end of the 41 metre band, 7585, Thailand, Radio Fardar broadcasting from the Udon relay station with programs in Persian. Well, that was a summary of some propagation notes made here in Melbourne recently in the period 1930 to 2000, and
those signals are in the 41 metre band. And that type of propagation should continue in the days ahead. From the online newsletter, SWL DXing, which is produced by International Monitors in Sofia in Bulgaria, we note these reception observations made recently in Eastern Europe. NHK World Radio Japan via the Usudon relay station in France, heard on 13725 between 1430 and 1500, with programming in Farsi to Western Asia. Very good signal in Bulgaria, and the transmitter there, of course, high power, 500 kilowatts, and the antenna 090 degrees. And Radio Romania International noted on 1170, broadcasting between 1400 and 1430, with programs in Romanian to Western Europe. Transmitter there is 300 kilowatts and the antenna 290 degrees. The religious broadcasting station, the Overcomer Ministry, uses relay facilities around the world, noted in Eastern Europe on 6015 from the Nauen station in Germany between 1400 and 1600. Programs in English to the Near and Middle East, very good reception. Transmitting power, 125 kilowatts and the antenna 115 degrees. And from 1300 to 1500, on 11600 from transmitting site in Eastern Europe. English also very good to Western Europe. Transmitter power 100 kilowatts, antenna 306 degrees. And the BBC broadcasting via Wolperton in England and Mayerton in South Africa, noted recently in Eastern Europe, daytime reception 1200 to 1230 on 15490 from Wolverton in England, in French to North Africa, transmitting power 250 kilowatts, antenna 170 degrees. And the same program, same transmitting site, Wolverton, on 17640, 250 kilowatts, the antenna 180 degrees to Western Africa in French. And finally, same program again in French, from Mayerton in South Africa, 17870 to Central Africa, transmitting power 250 kilowatts and the antenna 342 degrees. And KBS, that's the Korean Broadcasting System World Radio, via the Kimjae transmitting station in South Korea, or Korean Republic, is currently carrying out test transmissions to Europe, and this has been heard in Europe on 11810 between 1300 and 1400, broadcasting in Russian, actually to Central Asia, the transmitting antenna, and 100 kilowatts and 319 degrees is the antenna. And Transworld Radio India has been heard in Bulgaria via the relay station in Tashkent in Uzbekistan. This is on 6240 between 1545 and 1600 to Central Asia in Kazakh to Central Asia with 100 kilowatts and antenna 066 degrees. And the Far East Broadcasting Company from the Philippines, or studios in the Philippines, broadcasting under the name of Radio Teos, T-E-O-S, in Ukrainian to Europe on 9920 from the Philippines from 1529 onwards in Russian and Ukrainian to Central Asia, programs on Sundays only, 100 kilowatts and the antenna 323 degrees. And a station known as Radio Nadarison International via the Ascension Relay Station and the Wolverton Relay Station in England. the frequencies noted in Eastern Europe. We have 5960 between 0500 and 0700. That's from Ascension in the Kanuri language to Western Africa. That's from Ascension, 250 kilowatts, antenna 065 degrees. And 1900 to 2100 on 12050 from Wolferton in England. That's also in Kanuri, and that replaces Ascension Island facility with 250 kilowatts and 152 degrees antenna. So those items, news items of reception in Eastern Europe, were acknowledged to the Bulgarian DX blog produced by Technical Monitors in Sofia in Bulgaria. And those notes will be of interest mainly to our listeners in Europe, Africa, the Middle East, Asia, and the Americas. So further information now from our monitoring here in Melbourne. This is in the 6, 7 and 9 megahertz bands, as researched in the time period 1830 to 1900. And that's pre-dawn, in pre-sunrise here in Melbourne. Quite good reception on those three bands, including the following signals. 5945, the voice of Turkey in German. And 5990, Radio Romania International in Romanian. And 6000, that's 6000, Bulgaria, the Overcomer Ministry, the religious station in English from Kostenbrod. And 6010, China Radio International from Urumqi, broadcasting in Chinese languages. And 6040, the Korean Broadcasting System, using the relay at Wolferton in England for programs in Russian to Europe. And 6070, China Radio International from Beijing transmitting site in Russian. And another frequency for Radio Romania International, 7375, with broadcast in Romanian. And the same frequency, 7375, causing interference to Romania, is the Radio Algeria transmission from the Yusudan relay station in France, broadcasting in Arabic. And 7385, China Radio International, from the Serik relay station in Albania, with programs in French. And 7495, the voice of America, this is the DIWA radio service, broadcasting from Biblis in Germany, with programs in Pashto. And 9485, the voice of America, this time from the Wolferton relay station in England, with programming in Amharic. And 9630, Korean Broadcasting System from Kimjae, broadcasting in English to Europe, Asia and Africa. Well, it was a short summary of some notable frequency occupancies made here in Melbourne recently in the time span 1830 to 1900, that's just prior to our local sunrise.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Thank you. came a jump up to dream cat that be along. Up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee, and he sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Matilda with me.